All right, guys, and let's listen. I'm going to be talking about be careful what you wish for because it comes with problems. Roll the intro. Everyone talks about writing down goals and manifesting, but I don't talk about the problems that actually come with it before you get to your goal. Now, without struggle, there is no growth. One of my favorite pictures that I see on the internet is there's this caterpillar and a butterfly, and they're sitting at a table, and the caterpillar goes to the butterfly, "You've changed." And the butterfly goes, "We're supposed to." And I love looking at that sort of basic picture because over time, you do start to change. And if you look at the butterfly's journey from caterpillar to cocoon, for it to struggle out to get past that and turn into a beautiful butterfly, that's actually a great analogy for success. Now, everyone knows how to write down a goal. You write down what you want to achieve. I use a thing called a goal pyramid, so I break it down even more. I have goals within my wallet that I write down on a piece of paper that I read every single day. I have goals in front of my desk, so every time I sit down, I can look at those goals. They're business goals, they're personal goals, they're financial goals. They're everything. They're something that's really important to me. But what a lot of people don't talk about is what actually happens after you write down those goals, and especially if you write down big ones. Now, I figured this out during maybe a couple years after football. I went to this seminar. It was at Sky City. And the guy was talking about be careful what you manifest because the problems show up first. Now, you can be religious. You can believe in the universe. You can believe in karma. You can believe in whatever you want. But kind of the story of spirituality is the same. Now, I learned this during football and I didn't realize the lesson until after. Now, when I was in football and I was a professional player, I was paid six figures to do so, I used to always read books and get excited about this next phase of life. And I used to always write in my mind, I used to always say, "I'm over football. All I want to do is start a business." Every day I used to say that in my mind, "I'm over football. All I want to do is start a business. I hate going to training every single day. I just want to go do travel the world and go do something else and go live in Bali." And I was having these conversations in my head. Now, even though they weren't actual words or pen and paper written down as a goal, I think I feel like the universe heard me. So whenever I was in football, I used to always get injured and I never used to understand why I got injured. Now, if I'm asking the universe, "I want to start a business, I want to go travel the world," what was the universe doing? It was actually giving me the opportunity to do so. While I was injured, I had a snapped Achilles, ACL, everything else in between. I think I missed over 3.5 years of full-time football through just being injured. I had those 6 months injuries that took a lot of time. But what it was the universe actually giving me the opportunity to pivot. And at the time, I didn't see that. Now, this has happened to me numerous times since then. Every time I start thinking of something and trying to manifest something into my life, I write it down as a goal. And the bigger goals I write down, the more problems I feel like I have straight away. A couple years ago, I wrote down a goal that I wanted to get to X amount within the business. Literally the next 2 months was like the worst couple months. Like staff were trying to do a lot of different things. I had to let a lot of people go. It just sort of felt like everything was piling on top of me. And I didn't really know how to get out of it. And it sort of made me realize of like, you've written this down. This is the lessons that you need to learn in life. These are the people that you need to get rid of in your life for you to get to that next phase in your life. Like you ask for success, you're trying to manifest these things. People think that manifesting is just like, let me think about it, let me attract it, and it will come. Nah, the universe will teach you lessons before you can get there. And if you can't get past those lessons, you don't deserve to be there. So a lot of people will write down goals and go, all right, cool, boom, 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 boom. Universe will start testing you straight away. God will start testing you straight away. Whatever you believe in will start testing you straight away to see if you're strong enough to get past that point. And even like this year, I started writing down some bigger goals. And one of the goals was, it was actually crazy. Like I've got this great relationship with this guy. And I wrote down this goal. And the next day, he actually sent me an email. I'll probably dive into it a little bit more later. That was like, oh, you shouldn't be aligned in this way anymore. You need to start moving in this path. And things start happening around you and you feel like everything's piling on top of you again. But you just got to realize that's the test. This is what you need to get through for you to get to that next point. So my mom used to always say, be careful what you wish for. And that saying, I understand that saying now, because if you ask for bigger things, you got to expect bigger problems. If you're hungry in life, you got to expect more food on your plate. If you want to try and change the world, you got to realize the world probably doesn't going to meet you with resistance. Without resistance, without stress, there's no growth. It's like exercising. If you don't put your body under stress, the world's going to put stress on you, and you're not going to be ready for it. So if you are ambitious, if you are someone who likes to write down goals, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you write down, because the next little part of the phase, it might be 1 month, it might be 2 months, it might be 2 years, that little struggle is going to come, and it's just going to test you to see if you're strong enough to get past that next point. So that's a lesson I've been learning over the past couple of years, and just wanted to share it with you guys.